Dan Smith.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACB Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The First Lady Melania Trump is okay after a scare on a flight this morning. The plane she was on had to turn back to Joint Base Andrews 10 minutes into a flight to Philadelphia. A reporter on board says there was a haze of smoke and a burning smell that kept getting stronger. A crew member says it came from an overheated communications unit, but that hasn't been confirmed by the White House. The First Lady will take a different plane to Philadelphia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with leaders in Turkey about the disappearance of a Saudi Arabian journalist there.
The Turkish foreign minister saying he and Mike Pompeo held beneficial and fruitful talks. Pompeo has also met with the Turkish president. This, as a newspaper in Turkey, publishes what it says are details from an audio recording allegedly capturing Jamal Khashoggi being tortured, killed, and dismembered inside the consulate. Saudi Arabia has described allegations along those lines as baseless.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler today with a high in the upper 70s. Slight chance of a passing shower here and there. Then partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Pretty nice. Overnight low temperature down to about 56. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable day, high 79. On Friday, clouds increase again with a high around 78. Risk of showers by Friday night and especially Saturday as a front approaches. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. And behind the front, breezy, cooler on Sunday. Nicest air of the season so far. High in the 60s on Sunday and 40s on Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the state Senate. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the Montessori family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Hell's a white bread world. I've never understood that line. She's been living in her white bread world.
That means vanilla, basic. White bread as opposed to wheat bread. You know, plain Jane.
I think
boring.
Isn't all bread pretty boring? I mean, it's just a way to get meat into your mouth. It's like an edible plate. I mean, isn't that... Anyway. That's one line I've never understood. I love Billy Joel. I know he's not your favorite, but...
Oh, he's okay.
My whole life, I've heard that she's living in her white bread world, and I thought, what in the world? What in the world, white bread world? They talking about that gummy bread you put on a tomato sandwich?
Oh, no, you can't eat a tomato sandwich without white bread. I'm not a big white bread person, but, oh, my God.
I don't buy white bread. I don't eat white bread, but a tomato sandwich on white bread is heavenly. We're getting out of tomato sandwich season. It's really sad. You know, wait till next May or so for that to come back around. Anyway, welcome back.
Well,
in.
You get some of those Sand Mountain tomatoes there, though, you know.
Not in November.
Not now, but.
You're talking about early in the year?
When the tomatoes kind of expire down here.
Yeah, you can still buy them. All right, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.
9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Now, what the hell?
What?
It's so late.
No, they were on time today. Maybe a minute over.
Well, we have a lot of advertisers.
Oh, man. It filled up with advertisers, but that's okay. We're not filled up. We can always take more. But
yeah.
We do a good job up here, and as a result, people want to advertise. They get their bang for their buck. You know how I can... I'm not going to go into all that. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. That's Jack Campbell right there.
It is, in the flesh. How y'all doing?
I'm Baron Coleman. We'll be here for the next three-ish hours or so. Got a lot of news to cover. Got a lot of news we didn't cover yesterday. I always take the stack of stuff we covered and throw it away at the end of the day. And then I take the stack of stuff we didn't cover, and I stick it in my briefcase.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I open it up and see what's...
The still pertinent that we can talk about.
Still green from the day before.
I want to say hi to Phil. I don't know Phil's last name.
Fill up my mouth with fart?
No, his name. What?
That was from a bit Greg plays.
Now, I've heard of Philip McCrevis, but I've never heard of...
It's a Gil Fulbright spot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I was at lunch yesterday, and I was talking to one of the employees at the restaurant, and the man said, are you the radio guy? And I said, yeah, I'm Jack, and he says, I'm Phil, and... When your dad's law firm added on to the office, I did the construction work. I'm reaching out to Phil. How you doing?
Well, Phil? How you doing, Phil? Good to hear
you. He's a listener.
Well, of course he is. How do we know he's a listener, Jay?
Because who isn't?
Everybody listens. Oh, speaking of, let me let everybody in on a little secret. This happened several times a month. Somebody will write in and say, you said something. I'm never going to listen again. The people who truly aren't going to listen again, they just turn the radio off. I mean, they don't take the time to write to say they're going to turn the radio off. Those people are still listening. If you take the time to write me and tell me you're not going to listen, I know for a fact you're still listening. So good morning, people who say they're not going to listen.
You know about Sharon Needles?
Yeah. Okay. She was very friendly. We had a back and forth. I said, hey, I'm sorry you feel like you can't listen, but I'm sure you will be listening. Everybody listens. And
and she was nice back?
Yeah, she was nice back. Of course she was.
Good.
She's not a bad person. She just didn't like...
Tired of you.
No. Well, yeah, partially. She's tired of the caller seminar. I am not. I think it's going swimmingly. I think it's going swimmingly. This is
Well, it's no longer seminar. People now know.
They know. Yeah,
now they've gotten their continuing legal education credit.
Now it's just in practice. Mm-hmm. Now it's just that, man, you say continuing legal education, I bristle.
I know. Isn't it awful to have to
do? It's the worst. It's the worst.
When I worked at AOC, we had those things and for judges, and they were just wretchedly boring.
Here's why they're so bad.
Because you got to do it.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. Part of it. But part of it is it's an insult to your professionalism. As if you wouldn't try to stay current with current trends in the law if you're practicing law. As if you would try to be a nincompoop. And not only that, it's just a way for the people to make money and feel good about themselves. Because you don't actually learn anything in those CLE classes. Some of them are just advertisements for law firms. All right. 272-9228. 272-9228. Just kidding. I'm not bored. We got a little bit of news going on here.
Do we have any good news going on?
Yeah.
Good news for conservatives?
Well, how about good news for Americans?
Well,
because right now, job openings...
I know. We have more job openings than we do people to fill them.
We have an all-time high number of job openings. Over 7 million job openings in the United States. 7.14 million. And the total number of new hires reached 5.78 million. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. The number of people looking for jobs, Jack Campbell, is... just over 6 million. There's just over 7 million that are available, which means there are a million more jobs than human beings to fill them.
Yeah.
You know what that does? I'll take you through basic economics. You've heard of a little thing called supply and demand, right?
Absolutely.
When supply is below demand, what happens to cost?
When supply is below demand,
what happens
they go
to price?
Down.
No.
Wait a minute.
When supply is lower than demand, price goes up.
Oh, yeah, it's supply. Okay,
yes.
I
so,
get it.
So what do you expect to happen to incomes, Campbell, over the next short period? Incomes should go up.
They should.
Supply is below demand. Price should go up to fill that gap. Price should go up, meaning... incomes should go up, and they are going up. They are going up. This is a wonderful, wonderful story, but the jobless rate that for September is 3.7%. That's the lowest in 49 years. But price is going up. Incomes are going up. I think they said 3.something%, 3.3%. I was dilly-dallying around drinking water this morning, and I forgot to staple my stuff, so they're kind of... stuck in here altogether. I'll find the actual number, but I think that incomes are going up like 3.3%, and inflation's only 2.6%. That's the first time in some set number of years that income is above inflation. Jack, you want good news? I could do 3 hours today of good news. Nothing but good news. I could do good news on top of good news, rounded up in good news, rolled around in good news. Of course, we're not going to do that. There's always some bad news. But we'll do that. We will cover some good news today because the economy is absolutely blazing. Now, I will say this. Since the economy is blazing, and since there are more job openings than there are people looking for work, you know what ends up happening? You know how that gap gets filled? Current workers end up leaving their present jobs.
To take better jobs.
To take better jobs with higher pay and better benefits. You know how you can stop and stem that tide? You can offer your employees better benefits. And one way to do that is to get on the phone with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, Cornerstone MGA, 356-1502. You will, and now this is an economic reality you're trying to stop. Your employees will be approached by people with job openings because there are not enough people to fill the vacancies. So they will go look for currently employed people and say, but does your place offer you this benefit or that benefit? And your employees probably will have to say no, because you haven't yet called Cornerstone MGA. If you call Cornerstone Managing General Agency and you have them look at your insurance benefits and all the things you offer your employees and how you can do it and how to structure the tax. I mean, they can handle all of this stuff. They're pros. 180 years of experience locked up, and I think 5 or 6 insurance professionals. These guys know the business inside and out. 356-1502. You can check them out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. But if you get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, you can get ahead of this economic curve that's going on. This economic reality, which is... it's good for workers. This is an employee's market right here.
Yeah.
And it's going to get stronger.
Hey, I got to do a shout-out. Carolyn is listening. She's in Washington, D.C.
What's she doing all the way up there?
Visiting her niece, Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Emily McClinton. Emily.
She probably doesn't want her whole
life. I don't care. Emily doesn't live here anymore.
Bye, Emily.
Emily would be thrilled that I talked to her, especially she needs a conservative voice to hear because she's a lib and lives with a lib. So,
oh my goodness.
I know.
Sorry, Emily.
How you doing?
Sit tight. The economy's doing well. It's all because of Donald J. Trump. We'll be back.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner. And Thanksgiving, if you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the Montessori family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
Thank you.
guys. Welcome back in. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock.
F. How Jackson, you doing?
F. Jackson Campbell III, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. I was going to spend the break getting our stories together, but I didn't. Speaking of, every time there's prosperity in the world, somebody comes and tries to paint a devastating picture. The United Nations put out a story, a little report the other day about fighting climate change. Now, this is the biggest gimmick ever put on mankind, this whole notion of climate change. One of the stupidest, most ridiculous stories has ever been portrayed and perpetrated.
Wasn't that the lead question that Leslie Stahl was putting to Trump the other night?
I didn't watch that garbage. I watched highlights.
Well, she talked about how chunks of ice and
so
green.
So what?
It's making sea levels rise.
Who cares?
I'm not taking her side. I'm just saying that's how she started the interview.
You know what's funny? Humanity finds itself, you know, we're a blink of history. Humanity is just a blink of history. And we find ourselves on this history. And then we find ourselves, even within that blink of history, just a blink of time of humanity where we're able to get, you know, satellites in the sky and measure ice levels here and there. Who the hell are we to say this is the best climate we could possibly imagine? You know, the greatest advancements ever made in humanity were times warmer than this? The Renaissance? Coming out of the Middle Ages into the Renaissance? It was warmer then than it is now. We seem to survive. We seem to get by. In fact, it's we invented things like hospitals and universities. And I mean, people started traveling the world. And you know, food grew in abundance. More sunshine, more heat, more food. More food. I myself am a fan of climate change. I want to see a warmer Earth, a degree or two warmer Earth. I would love to see that. Because humanity would advance by leaps and bounds over what we are now. We're still struggling with a lot of stuff. Disease, pestilence, cancer. I would love to see those things solved. And as the food crisis gets solved, we're producing more food than we ever have. Violence is dropping. Coincidence? As temperatures go up? You know what, Jack Campbell? They're saying right now is the hottest it's ever been on the Earth in human history, right? Oh, gosh, it's driving so... It's the hottest it's been in 150 years, the hottest it's been in 200 years. You know what? Poverty worldwide is at an all-time low. Poverty worldwide is at an all-time low. Like less than 9% of the globe right now is living in extreme forms of poverty. That's never been heard of. Usually that number historically has been over 50% of the world has been living in extreme poverty. You know what alleviates that? Sunshine. Heat. Because then we have food. And food equals not poverty. Food equals not poverty. Global temperatures, if it's true that in the last 200 years since the industrial era have never been this high, well, humanity has never been this successful, ever. So what correlation do you draw? I want to see humanity get even better. I want to see it even warmer. If that's true, 2018, 2017 was the hottest year on record. The previous hottest year, 2016. The previous hottest year, 2015. Good, good, because we are growing by leaps and bounds in our ability to feed the planet. The ability to put people to work. Humanity has never been wealthier than it is today. Ever. So why am I to believe climate change or global warming, as they called it before it started cooling, is a bad thing? I think it's a great thing. I can't wait to get this climate up higher. It seems to me the higher the climate goes, the better off everybody is.
So why are you yelling?
Well, because the United Nations came out with a plan to fight climate change. Here's their plan to fight climate change.
It's all to make Trump look bad. The whole thing is.
The UN says that $27,000 per ton of gasoline will need to be taxed in order to offset climate change. You know what that comes out to per gallon? You want to take a stab at what that is per gallon?
No.
What does gas cost? It was $2.47 a gallon yesterday at Costco. That's what
around
I paid at Costco.
$2.60, something like
okay.
that. $2.65.
Get a Costco membership, it'll be $2.47. The United Nations says that in order to fight climate change effectively, we need to put worldwide a $240 per gallon tax on gasoline. That's their answer. Raise the price of gasoline by a factor of 100, and that will fight climate change. Why? So that humanity can go back to being poor and cold and starving to death? I'm telling you, you cannot it's like liberals will tell you, we got to get guns under control. Too many guns on the street. Guns are just everywhere you turn, somebody's got a gun. Well, you know what? You know what the murder rate was last year? It was lower than any time since 1950. More guns sounds like a safer place to live, in my opinion. The more guns we put on the street, the fewer people get shot and killed. The more heat we had, 2017, the hottest year on record. It was also the first year ever that the worldwide extreme poverty rate was under 10%. It was also the first year ever since the previous year that we set records with bringing people into the global middle class, which is not the middle class of the United States. I understand that. But that is a static measurement, meaning do they have enough food to eat every day and do they have food for tomorrow also? It's never happened. It's never happened that we've had this many people who have food security worldwide. Clean water. And if global warming is so awful, why is that measurement getting so much better annually? I'll tell you why. Because crop yields go up. Because you can't grow crops in the cold. We were just talking about tomato season ending. You know why tomato season's ending, Campbell? Because it's going to be cold outside. And tomatoes don't grow in the 40s. If we could keep the temperature in Alabama in the 80s all year, we'd have tomato sandwiches all year. Well, it might have... I might not want to go that extreme. But a degree here or two there makes a big difference worldwide. And I don't know why conservatives are afraid to point out the facts about global warming. It's good for humanity. I've yet to see the single negative effect of global warming. I've yet to see one. All I've seen is prosperity and food growth. That's it. Why have we conceded this argument to liberals that it's somehow bad? Because some pointy-headed nincompoop tells us there are devastating consequences to 0.1 degree go up and it's going to be a terrible thing. It's just going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. What are the consequences? Well, the conveyor belt in the Atlantic Ocean will stop, you big dummy. What? But it hasn't. Well, the ice caps will melt. Well, they haven't. Well, we got to move the goalpost. Al Gore in 2009 said it'd be the North Pole would be ice-free by 2013. Well, he was just off, so we're going to move it a few years. We'll just keep kicking it 5 or 6 years off forever until maybe one day that actually happens. The best advancements in humanity happen in warm climates and happen when the Earth is warmer, and it's cyclical. And take advantage of it while we've got it. Let's get as many people fed as possible. Let's get as much technological advancement as we can get out of the way, because when people aren't scourging for food, guess what they're doing? They're creating stuff. They're making the world a better place. They're creating cures for cancer. They're creating technology that makes life easier. When you're scavenging for food all day, you don't have time to sit around and think about the finer things in life. And we're getting there. We're getting there. But humanity can always be better. Always be better. Our number 272-9228. Okay, when we get back, I'm going to take these phone calls. I have rambled for far too long. I had to get that out. That bothers me.
Well, it sure, certainly did bother you. You went on and on about it and went apoplectic.
I did not go apoplectic. That's not true, Jack Campbell.
Well, I thought it was kind of close.
Huh. Not true. All right, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 31 after 9 o'clock. Stay on hold. The whole segment will be dedicated to taking phone calls when we get back.
Absolutely nothing. Uh-huh.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine. headline list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to FunInMontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. A little more tolerable out there today than the last few days. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 70s. There is a slight chance you may run into a passing shower here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen does a fantastic job each and every day, 7 days a week, feeding the River Region and making it, healthy, wealthy, and wise, really. I mean, when you got a full belly, we just spent a whole segment on it. When you got a full belly, you can focus on the finer things in life, and there's no better place to do that than Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations right here in the River Region. On the High Point Shopping Center up in Prattville, Alabama, and the Midtown location, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Zelda Place Shopping Center, right here off Zelda Road, Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen does a fantastic job. Their special this week, the rigatoni bolognese with that beautiful big dollop of ricotta cheese. Whoa, man. Pair that with a salad. Homemade, handmade salad dressings for $9 a bottle available. But you can pair that with a salad for just $9.
You're going there today.
I know. I'm excited about it, too. You have a meeting?
You do.
Oh, I thought you said you had a meeting.
No, I don't have a meeting. Nobody wants to meet me.
Well, we can go with us. That's a big time. No, Jack. You look hurt. Let's go eat to lunch today.
No.
We'll get some rigatoni bolognese. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, check them out. We'll tell you a little bit more about the menu later in the program as we approach the lunch hour. 9:37, as promised, this segment will be dedicated to phone calls. We'll get through them. Randall.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, good. This is Red Top.
Oh, Red Top. I think you said Randall. Go ahead.
Hey, there's one thing you or nobody else has mentioned about this whole climate thing. And can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Loud and clear, my friend.
Is that in case, let's say we had two or three volcanoes, or we had no sunspot activity, this world would go dark and cold without fossil fuels. As it did during the mid-1800s, the whole European empire crumbled, and we have the geopolitical map we have today as a result of cold weather.
Yeah.
So there's no attention being paid whatsoever to what happens if we don't have sunlight. And right now, we're two-thirds of the way through our latest sunspot cycle. There could be no sunspots coming up, and this place would get so damn cold, well, nobody could.
That's coming in the next couple of years, to be honest with you, because, you know, there's the 11-year sunspot cycle, and then there's a super sunspot cycle. People need to look at this, and what happens when the super cycle hits the low sunspot cycle? There's a name for it. I can't think of a name for it off the top of my head, but it's the something low. When we hit that, it has an effect. I mean, it has a real effect.
It's a mini ice age, and that's what they experienced in the 1800s, and by the way, our 11-year cycle ends in 2022.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
So every bozo that says, let's dump all fossil fuels, just say, what do you do? And a volcano, two or three volcanoes, could put the sky dark for years.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the reality, Red Top, and this is a great call. Here's the reality. Fossil fuels equal prosperity. Energy equals prosperity. Doesn't matter what society you're in, whether you're running energy off of geothermal or hydroelectric or fossil fuels or solar or whatever. If you have energy, you have prosperity. You have prosperity. And the people who are wanting to do away with fossil fuels are wanting to do away with prosperity. They have an ulterior motive. It's not about climate change. They know that the true ones know that climate change is out of the control of humanity. It's irrelevant.
You're right. It's all about control.
It's all about control.
Thank you very much, sir. I got to run.
Thank you. Man, that's caller seminar on steroids right there. That's well done. Our number, 272-9228. Alan.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, Alan. I know this is a tough time for you. I don't know how much you want me to share on air, but certainly thinking about you, my friend.
I don't mind it. I mean, being shared, I'll just briefly say that yesterday is the day that my mother is going to be removed from life support. And that's not why I'm calling, though. Fortunately, I've been given prescription medication to help me get through this. And I listen to your show, actually, as a form of comfort when I'm not at the hospital. And you know I have to disagree with you a lot.
That's because you're a big old lib.
True. So you haven't noticed any negative effects from climate change.
Have you?
Let me run you through one.
Okay.
So in Syria, in around 2006, that was the beginning of an unprecedented drought. As a result of that drought, you had tens of thousands of people moving into already overcrowded urban areas where there was not enough infrastructure and jobs to support them. This mass unemployment led to the uprisings and the protests that led to the Syrian civil war. So number one, all the thousands of dead in Syria could be linked to climate change and the resulting refugee crisis. So when you hear about Germans and Swedes and Scandinavian women being assaulted and raped by migrants, that too could be linked to climate change. So to say there's none, a little bit of a stretch, don't you think?
Yeah, no, not at all. Absolutely no effects. That has nothing to do with climate change. That had everything to do with the fact that the United States and the globalists and the corporatists want to put a gas pipeline from the Middle East, from Qatar and the UAE, through Syria, through Turkey, into the European Union. Because
so we caused the drought somehow.
The drought is a second, is something that has nothing to do with what's going on in Syria. Nothing to do whatsoever with it. That Syrian crisis has everything to do with the fact that we needed to destabilize Syria in order to get rid of Assad, the leader, because Assad is pro-Putin, pro-Russian, because Russia pays them money to not allow a gas pipeline to go through Syria. And that money is not going. I mean, it's just not going to change. They give them security. They give them military might. They give them all this other stuff and support and everything else in order to not have a pipeline run from the Middle East, because Russia right now and Gazprom has a monopoly, a near monopoly, on gas going into the European Union. You don't believe me? Check out the former president of Germany now working with that gas pipeline company out of Russia, and they just signed a new 20-year deal with them. They just signed a new 20-year deal with them.
That's all true, but things could be multifaceted. I'm not saying that all that isn't the case, but the natural conditions that led to the discontent.
There's droughts somewhere, everywhere. There was the Dust Bowl in the United States. There's always droughts somewhere. There's flooding and droughts. It's weather. It's unpredictable. It's crazy. It goes nuts. But you would agree with me right now, humanity has never been more peaceful, nor has it been more prosperous than it is today in 2018, correct?
I truly don't know the global stuff. I know the U.S. is more peaceful than it's ever been.
Come on. What major... The 20th century was one of the bloodiest, nastiest centuries of all time. The 21st century is on no pace to do that. In fact, if you compare this century to last century, World War I is wiping up with millions dead. Millions.
We're certainly, so far, much more peaceful than last century. But
you know why? Because we have more food and more technology and more sanitation and more money. And the reason for that is because it's warmer outside. It's a better place to live.
And I'm not even saying that there are no upsides to it. I'm just saying that when you say there are no downsides to it, makes you lose a little credibility on that particular issue.
That's so much credibility. Absolutely. Hey, Alan, we're thinking about you today, buddy. Really am. Absolutely.
Yeah, Alan. And thanks for calling and giving Baron hell.
No downsides. It's all upsides.
I love him, though. Well, he's very, measured. He thinks a lot.
Yeah. And let me say this on the upside-downside thing. If you're ever involved in a campaign, there'll come a time when you've got to make a decision on a particular ad or a particular turn of phrase you want to use or a speech you want to give or something, depending on how big or small the campaign is.
Right.
And someone will inevitably inside the campaign or even the candidate, probably usually the candidate's spouse, say, I don't know. That's going to turn people off. That's going to turn off my cousin-in-law. All right. My great aunt Betty Sue said that she doesn't like that and we shouldn't do that. Everything is a calculated risk, right? And I had this conversation this morning with somebody when we were talking about callers and listeners and people writing into the stations, I'm never going to listen again. You know what? I could have Jesus Christ on the air tomorrow. I could say, tomorrow we're going to have Jesus Christ on the air, and some Muslim and some atheist will say, that's ridiculous. I'm never going to listen again if you're going to have the Lord and Savior on the air. That's just reality. Everything's a calculated risk. You're going to lose support no matter what you do. But the goal is to gain more than you lose, and I think that's what's going on with climate change. Our number 272-9228, Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good. I want to kind of piggyback on Alan, but also challenge some of the stuff you've been saying. One, climate and just daily temperature, they're not the same, and I think people conflate the two. Temperature might be a part of the climate, but it's more to it than that. But I think the main question is, are we being responsible with how we're living? Yeah.
Let me address that. I don't want you to fire do what liberals do and fire like 7 points off. Let me address it one at a time. Have I said anything to conflate daily temperature and climate?
Yeah, you keep saying because it's warm outside.
Right, but what I'm saying is if it's warmer, if the global temperature's warmer, and warmer global temperature has increased crop yields, that's not conflating anything with daily. I didn't say a thing about daily temperature. I'm saying if the global temperature rises by 1 year, 1 degree, then on average it's 1 degree warmer, right?
Right.
Okay, that's all I meant. Go ahead.
Okay, but on top of that, well, two things. One is being responsible with how we're living. So, we are humans and we're going to prioritize our own success, but we're a part of there's more than just people on the planet. So that one temperature, 1 degree increase in average temperature can negatively impact other things on the planet. So they talk about coral reefs and other kind of more...
You would rather humanity suffer so that coral reefs flourish? Is that what I'm understanding?
No, that's not what I'm saying. My point is that those things matter to us, right? Because we're all, the coral reefs are part of the ecosystem that from which we get fish out of the ocean, all those things. But it's all tied together. So if we're saying... I'm not saying do away with fossil fuels. I'm not saying any of that. My point is, if we're going to do things that we know have an impact on our planet as a whole, even if those things may subsequently lead to higher crop yield or whatever, we also have to understand there's consequences that we may not attach to that, and we have to balance those out. You just said that in life you have to have there's calculated risk. So if you say, well, we're going to get higher crops, but then we're also going to kill off things, specifically in this instance, I'll just use coral reefs because I know that's happening, to coral reefs, which is going to kill off the microorganisms that live there, the fish that eat that, and all the way up the food chain, well then, okay, so we'll have corn, but we won't have fish, or at least diminished amount of fish. So you gotta balance that out. So I don't think you should just say, well, it's all about if we're growing more like crops or whatever, but I think you should say we should be responsible with whatever we're doing. However that looks and however we can do that, we should do that. And then the last thing would be, if you're talking about anything, it doesn't matter if it's climate change, immigration, any of that, don't talk to a politician. Because I know people like to use Al Gore as the foil for why climate change is a hoax, but he's a politician, he's not a scientist.
He won a Nobel Prize over it.
You're absolutely correct.
Which means somebody put some credence into what he said, and he was wrong about all of it. Everything he said has been bunk.
Somebody put credence. You're right.
People, and I don't. And let me say this. I don't accept that a 1 degree increase in global temperatures is going to do diddly squat to a coral reef. I just don't accept it.
But you don't have to accept it if it's true.
But I don't believe it's true. I think that's fake. Okay, it's fake news. It's fake science. Here's why. Show me. We've had a 1 degree rise. Show me the missing coral reefs. They're all over the place. You can go dive them tomorrow in Key Largo. You can slide down to Marathon and dive them. You can go out to the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. The coral reefs all over the place. But the reality is there's a lot of fish in areas where there aren't coral reefs.
Right, but the idea is it's an ecosystem. Everything is connected. You can't say you're separate
from
any other creature on Earth. 99%
of all species that have ever lived on Earth are extinct. The species go extinct every day. Some stupid bug in the Amazon goes extinct. Some little field mouse in Kansas ceases to reproduce, goes extinct. Some bird somewhere. It's not all connected. It's not all connected. Some of them are just riding the wave.
No, you're right. Some of them are, but there are consequences to what we're doing. Okay, just like, okay, let's use a real-life example, and it's not necessarily climate change, but it's man-made impact, right? So the American bald eagle, our national symbol, almost went extinct. Why? Because we were spraying DEET all over the place, and that
Yeah, but again, other than it being a symbol, I can't spend forever on this call, but other than it being a symbol, who cares if the bald eagle goes extinct?
No, my point
it's pretty,
is,
but who cares? It doesn't change my life.
My point is what we did caused that.
So? That's what I'm saying. But life would have gone on. Life would have been fine. Life probably would have been better because the DEET, frankly, or whatever they were spraying, DDT, what were they spraying everywhere that was getting it?
I think it was DEET.
Okay, whatever they were spraying, they would use it in Africa, a lot of people would stop dying miserable, horrible deaths. We might be able to get some of these diseases under control. A bunch of do-gooders got some otherwise decent chemicals knocked out of the equation. And I'm not arguing for these mass chemical sprays or anything, but my goodness, I mean, you know, I don't want the bald eagle to go extinct any more than the next person. But if you tell me, thank you for your call. If you tell me having the bald eagle that goes extinct saves millions of starving kids from dying a horrible, painful death. Well, we got pictures of bald eagles. They're pretty. We can live and love those. We'll be back.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back in 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Tom and Augustine Duncan over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Amigos, if you have any reason at all to have a tree service come and give you an evaluation on your property, whether it's just one tree or many trees, or whether you need a tree taken out or just shaped, trimmed back, logged, whatever it is, please get in touch with Tom and Augustine Duncan at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. They are really, really, really going to help put your mind at ease. They're going to ease the burden of dealing with this and to make your life a little better. I mean, when those storms came through, particularly just, 30, 45 minutes southeast of here, people had limbs falling on their homes, on their cars, carports, power lines down, any number of problems that could have been avoided by some routine maintenance. This is the time of year to do it. This is the time of year to do it. Call Tom and Augustine Duncan, 328-2484, 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Their service available on Facebook. Got lots of references from listeners just like you who use Tom and Augustine Duncan and found their services to be second to none. They're world class. They really are. Great, great, classy folks. 328-2484. Man, it's hard getting that number out. 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Check them out on Facebook. Crawdad.
Funny you should mention trees. That's one of your places that you can go to get very old data on environment, weather conditions, temperature, carbon, oxygen, isotopes. You'll have to pardon me. I'm a little hoarse today. Whee!
That was clever.
It was terrible.
It was, really was.
All right, go ahead.
Greenland, Antarctic core samples, bog samples, samples from the mound builders from the Adena culture.
Gotcha. Where are we going with this?
I'm done.
Okay.
What about the core culture?
You're just telling us where we can go get stuff?
No, I was supporting the fact that science can only draw conclusions based on the technology at hand and the information, and then they're still kind of guessing around a little bit. We like to keep things empirical.
Well, but I'm sorry. If anybody remembers the East Anglia University scandal where they were, quote, hiding the decline to show consistent rises in temperatures where the temperatures were not rising, anybody who wants, I mean, the emails are available. They were hacked. The emails were put on the website, on the internet. You could read them. It was so beyond scandalous that they were lying to the public in order to put forward a narrative that the globalist corporatists wanted, but that was detrimental to progress of humanity. I'm telling you, that is what we were up against. That's what we were up against. Thanks for your call, Cardet. I do have to run. That's what we're up against. We're up against science. They don't believe in science. That's the, they always say that about conservatives. That's conservatives. They don't believe in science. Yeah, we do. We believe in actual science, not made-up science like what was going on at East Anglia University where they were hiding the decline. Not made-up science where they moved the temperature stations around to warmer places to show that it's warming. Not made up stuff where I mean, anyway, we'll continue on the other side. I do want to tell everybody about Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, guys, this is one of my favorite stores to just mill around in. You can find just about anything you need in there. And with the fall season coming around, Christmas season coming around, they have unique, antique, Christmas decorations. Cool stuff going on in there. Football stuff going on for the fall, Halloween stuff, Thanksgiving stuff. But in addition to all the normal things they have, 200 different vendors in there and high quality stuff. I mean, this is, you think flea market, you think junk. It's not junk. It's not junk at all. This is high quality stuff over at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. 3 floors, 60,000 feet, 200 vendors. You're going to be blown away at the money you'll save and the high quality stuff you can get. The stuff you complain about, well, you can't find it like they used to make it. Well, you can. It's at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall on Coliseum Boulevard, just off the Atlanta Highway. Head over there. Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. Say hey to the folks while you're over there.